This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
And now back for the second half of the Carol Burnett Show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Yes. Yes, I did test my soundboard up.
Glad
to
hear
the beginning of the show. Why
not? I liked
it.
I liked it.
Why not, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Monday. We are delighted to be with you, running a tad tardy today. The day began with backing out of the garage and noticing a little light on the car that says your tire's flat. And it wasn't flat, but it was low. And then my son found a nail in it. And so we had to drive down to the dealership, and that was the whole day. And he was in his baseball gear, and I have my baseball glove, and we were going to go out to the baseball field, and we still went over to the baseball field, but when we got to the baseball field was closed because they were doing the lawn mowing and the dragging of the dirt and all that. So we decided to get back in the car. I said, well, listen, I might as well take care of this tire thing. So I drove all the way down to Naples, Florida, the dealership, to check out the tire, and I went down, and I found out that I purchased tire damage insurance thing. It's one of the rare times it actually worked.
That's fantastic.
But then I spent a gazillion dollars on the other tire, which was going bald anyway. So it kind of balanced out. But I'm still satisfied with this, this operation. So
all told,
that's it.
Did you come out ahead because of the policy?
Oh, way ahead, because the tires on my German automobile are extraordinarily reasonable. The tires on my, you could have a dinner for four at one of the finest restaurants for one of these tires. You could, you could buy two baseball bats for the modern little leaguer for the price of the tire that I had today. It's something else. It really is.
I like the recap in 90 seconds.
Thank you. That's
catch
all.
Everyone up fast.
That's all. That's all it is. And I know you are on the road because you're following your Baltimore Orioles around the country, and you're getting to go to a stadium I've always wanted to see, that new Detroit Tigers stadium.
I've never been here before.
I'm very jealous. And your connectivity, are you in a motel somewhere in the middle of the desert? What's going on?
I am in a Marriott Courtyard.
Okay. All right.
Is it?
Okay.
I'm bad?
It's the worst.
Got
it. Not so bad. We've had worse.
What do you mean it's not? All right. Your soft buddy is saying it's not so. It's great, Josh.
No,
it's fantastic.
If it's bad, let me switch off the hotel Wi-Fi and try to connect through the cell phone.
All right. Very good.
And I'll
do
that.
So he's going to check that. Mike, I did have a question for you about the car insurance. Do you have any other, like, tack-ons that they talked you into when you bought the car? Because they saw me coming.
You can get the whole tire thing where you never pay for tires, but I don't know.
They got me coming so bad that I don't even know what's covered and what's not. And it was so vague that I say, I think that was covered. And they go, no, it's not.
No, it isn't. It's like, it's how they get you. I'm slowly but surely is... The clock on the wall just goes tick, tick, tick.
Yep.
I'm slowly but surely accepting the fact that, they're out to get you. If you just acknowledge the fact that they're all out to get you, you're going to be 100% fine and everything's going to work out. However, I do find myself being more inclined to do more things on my own. And I think that's satisfying.
Just
unbelievably satisfying the way it goes. But since Josh didn't tell us, I will share with you that he is on a road trip, I believe, with his father and his brother.
Yes.
And they travel a chunk of the country going to ball games. What a blast. What a lucky man he is, huh?
They've been to a lot of the ballparks. I know that last year they did Boston, and they were at the Orioles game yesterday. It was a day game, like day baseball.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, and they went to extra innings, and the Orioles unfortunately lost. They won the day before, though. So
yeah, that's unfortunate.
You're evil.
That's such a bummer. No, you know, we're in a little battle in the AL East. That's the way it's working out. And I'm very excited about the Red Sox making a trade and getting this guy named Meade, an Australian. He's an Australian baseball player.
Australians can't play baseball, can they?
He's got a good batting average, and he's hit 17 dingers, so we'll see. I forgot what his first name is. I think it's Kevin.
Kevin like, Meade?
It's Kevin Meaney.
No, it's not Kevin. Hey, I don't care. I don't care.
There's one that went too young as far as...
such a nice guy.
Rob, it's another few miles, another bald tire, and life goes on. And now that seems to be a little more stable, Josh.
Is it? We'll see.
Because I was actually going to send you a tiny little video of my son at the car dealership. Is that possible? Can I do that, or should I send it to Rob?
If you can text it to me, I will try
to
pull it up.
I'll definitely text it to you. I will do that right now as we see.
I also texted you, Josh, if you could take a peek.
I've got yours.
What did you text him?
A photo that we're going to need later.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let me double check this right here. And I'll get that right out to Mr. Soroka.
When you bring the young 13-year-old, the newly minted 13-year-old, to a auto dealership, does he come with reservations? Does he enjoy the trip?
He was in roll with the punches mode today. And
explain that, please.
He doesn't get sidetracked. He negotiates. Don't get me wrong, he negotiates, but he does.
He's
roll.
A regular what? Joke coin.
He rolls with the punches, you know.
But what was today's negotiation? If I'm going to go with you to the tire place.
Well, no, the negotiation was when something on the cruise did not go according to plan with his buddy, and he said, "Don't sweat it. Can I get tires down the road for my e-bike?" That was the negotiation. And it was just like, at the particular time, you don't give a shit because you're sitting there going, you know, you want to extricate yourself from a situation and you want to move on. And he's good at that. Today, there was none of that other than we had planned.
Did you buy the tires at the dealership?
No. These are not the same tires. For an e-bike.
Okay.
And we had planned to go to his favorite store, and Josh knows what store this is. This is where all athletically inclined children want to go.
No.
Well, it was Academy. Dick's, the other one. One across the street.
Or Dick's.
And then, let's see here. Okay.
My favorite store when I was 13 was Williams-Sonoma. I didn't go to a lot of sporting goods stores. Right. I wasn't a sporting young type, so I had to find what applied.
Well, they also didn't have many. Like, I feel like I had to go to like Toys R Us to get my sports gear when I was a kid. I don't think they had.
Were you comically undersized?
Or no, when I was like 12.
Okay, all right.
I had Glastonbury Sports back in the day, where towns had stores. Mm-hmm. Where you had a guy that sold you your shoes, you had a guy that sold you your school jeans, you had a guy that sold you your sporting goods and your first cup, which was exciting.
And I think the guy's name on the title of every store, like Al's Shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim's Sports.
It's so funny you said Al, because the guy that owned the shopping store, the shoe store, was Lynn. It was Lynn's Shoes, and his name was Freddie Lynn. No, it was Lynn's
Shoes. Great ball player.
But Lynn was never around. Never saw Lynn, never knew about Lynn.
Right.
But Mr. Alio, and his name was Al Alio, for at least 13 years, sold me my shoes. My school shoes, my hard go to school shoes. You know, we didn't do the sneaker thing. We had new shoes. Yeah. You know,
I like that when the person knows you as you get older. So they've gotten you've gotten the shoes every year from the same person, and they get to see you grow up. I like that. Right. I do have the video of Michael.
This might not be good. So in the waiting area for the tire to get fixed and the other new tire to be put on, because I like to match them, you know, and if they say you have, you know, I said, how much tread life do we have on the other tire that's not damaged? Oh, about an hour. And so they pop the other one on there, and now they're perfectly new. I don't know. I'm someone, maybe it's because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I like having brand new tires.
Tires
like
are great.
Spanking new tires.
They are great.
That's how they get you. This is how my son, I will direct you to the attention that in this dealership, which is referred to as the BMW dealership.
Sure.
they have an area over to the left where you can purchase items. You can purchase hats, shirts.
Oh, the swag store. Yeah, I think most dealerships have it.
Yeah, most dealerships have it. You can buy the toy cars. You can get...
touch-up paint.
This one, sunglasses. You know, they've got lots of different stuff. My son found a toy.
Oh, no.
For a toddler. And roll the video. This is my son in the waiting room of the service department of the dealership today. There he is.
That's riding it. like a little kid.
Yeah, there he goes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little choppy, but that's
trying
okay.
to get a nice clean shot.
Little baby
that's
car.
That's okay.
It's, now, yeah. is he like the kind of kid that will sort of make lemonade out of lemons? If he's in a boring place like that,
he's like a normal 13-year-old. No, he does not make his own fun. Right. He's a needy little he's needy.
I was a make my own fun kid, but of course it always got me in trouble.
Mm-hmm. I think that we have fun. We had a great day today. It was lots of laughs because, you know,
lots
he's
of
bored.
Laughter.
And we probably consumed more food than is normally consumed in one of those waiting areas.
Can
now,
I guess some of the items that were
ahead.
They were
yes.
on display, like
sure
for free,
you can.
Right?
Yes, go ahead.
Some sort of Nutri-Grain type bar?
Yes, but we did not consume the Nutri-Grain.
Okay. No. Was there a like
normally, the green granola bar is the one that's everywhere.
Oh,
that's
Nature
everywhere.
Valley. Yeah.
They have some
in
sort
green
of
wrapper.
Deal with the car dealerships.
Did they have like little fruity gummies like Welch's fruit snacks?
No, we didn't see those. There were a lot of chips, but they had one confection that is a go-to for me in any situation. It's not a savory, it's a sweet. And this
honey bun?
No, we should have been so lucky. If they'd had honey buns, we would have. This is, it's a go-to. You can buy them in a store. You can make them homemade. This was probably popularized in the 60s and 70s when moms would run out and buy marshmallows.
Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, it's Rice Krispie.
Rice Krispie Treats. And
outstanding.
Would you like to know how many the O'Mara family devoured today? Not one, not two, not three. Four Rice Krispie Treats.
Good for you, because that's the only way you can get that money back, Mike. That's
before
it.
Before he discovered the hot chocolate.
Oh, I imagine there was going to be like a big mega Keurig-like drink dispenser,
huge,
right?
Ridiculously expensive, makes everything.
Yeah.
You know, you can brew your own beer. It's really... an overwhelmingly fun thing to use.
One last guess, because I always see this and always pisses me off. Did they have shitty apples? Like bad, small, red, delicious apples?
My desire for apples in a service area.
Yeah.
If they were there, I didn't see them. I was looking for the other stuff.
You have to see them. I mean, to avoid them.
I've never had Doritos... that both my son and I turned away from. Cool Ranch Doritos that not only were stale, but were off, as the Brits would say. It was off.
Do you think because they were old enough that they began to turn?
I believe that they were perhaps in the beginning stages of turning, if not already there. Yeah. And they were sent away. It was then that my son produced jalapeno chips. I swear to God, we were in there for an hour and a half.
Like a potato chip with jalapeno flavor?
That's exactly what care for it. I'm not a jalapeno guy.
Too
don't
hot.
Don't like the flavor of a jalapeno.
Just a quick message to all the fast food places out there. Stop trying to put jalapenos on your sandwiches. They don't belong there. All these places are putting jalapenos on burgers.
I don't like jalapenos.
I don't either.
I like it. I like it. Whataburger has a new burger with jalapenos on it. I just ordered. It was good.
Really? We can't wait. Ours is. Oh, by the way, the construction values for the Whataburger company. You're a little tedious. Okay, a little tardy down here in Fort Myers, Florida.
A little slow.
I've seen that sign for about 3.5 months now, and I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're smoking inside, but it's not moving along post haste. When they've built two full size apartment complexes in the time you could have finished your little, you know, Whataburger store. Come on now.
Got to get it right, though. I mean, Mike, those fries aren't going to cook themselves. You've got to balance that fryer.
Well, I'm just talking about building the walls properly and getting that done. But, so brand new tires cost me a fortune like everything else. And
I bet the car drives like a dream now.
It should. Now, you're not going to be here tomorrow, right, Josh? It's going to be me and him tomorrow. Is that what it's going to be?
You and him.
Okay, me and that guy. All right, and
not even going to get involved in this.
What? Why? What's the matter?
Because him has a name. I mean, come on. A little respect.
Not like I haven't done a few shows with him.
Yeah, I've done some shows with the other guy as well. Him.
That's true. You know, he and I can do okay.
Yeah.
It's not like, I like having you there. It's a nice warm blanket now. I like it. I'm very comfortable with you there. It wasn't always that way. But, with him, if he's not around, I always feel a little unsettled. So he'll be here and I'll be here.
Oh, he will.
He will be here.
He will, and he will wear his.
I'll be out of Ford.
He will.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You have to do that.
And he'll be full of piss and vinegar. Yes. I hope tomorrow. That's what I'm looking for. Piss and vinegar. Mm-hmm. Not like. By the way, there's that connection you said was fine at the beginning of the show.
I'm on the phone now.
I'm on the phone now.
Mike, when you were perusing the chips at your dealership, did they have piss and vinegar chips?
Piss and vinegar, yes.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. So I wanted to talk about the weekend because I'm so proud of what I accomplished. And this is not going to mean a lot to the people in our chat group, but I will tell you, for me, it's a project that is stuck in my craw. And I think that sometimes you get a project around your house that you look at, and you look at it, man, I'd like to get to that at some point. And you walk by and you leave it there. You know it's going to be daunting. Then you go by and look. And then you're looking like, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to be able to accomplish that. I'm going to have to pay somebody. Well, I'm not going to pay somebody to do it. That's just the way.
Is it the broken water feature in your front yard?
You have been in my living room, correct?
Yeah, I love it there. It's the only room you let me go into.
But no, you when you guys were building the studio, you came in and out like 50 different times.
Sure. Yeah.
One guy was in the garage, never saw him for 3 days. You were in and out. At one point,
Yankee Doodle Dandy was on Turner, so I did watch that.
Out at one point and just stood there, and I looked at you and I went, "This is a man who." Toil is not his middle name. This is someone who would be very comfortable if he was chatting
There might be a taste of the avoiding of toil. Maybe I was avoiding the company.
Yeah, okay. You were, yeah.
Because you know what? Those were was long.
I was kicked out of the project. Was he not nice to you when you were there?
Oh, he was a delight as always.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't nice to you, so you were escaping.
No. He wasn't nice at all.
Okay,
and
all right.
So, sometimes you can only play with pipe and drape for so long before you need to take a break.
So you know that.
Don't do it that way. Do it this way, yeah.
And we hung out in that room and watched some tube in that room. And, I got that really, really high ceiling.
Yeah, and it's like 12 feet, right?
Over the years, with constant filter changes, it doesn't matter, up on that vent... That air conditioning vent that's on the tippity-tip-tip-top, slowly but surely, dust has gathered right around the vent, and it's also gathered on the vent. And about a year ago...
More than dust. We're talking bunnies, because it really
bunnies.
Sticks. It sticks together. It becomes
it was really there. And then for the last 6 months, minimum 6 months, I have looked up at that and said, if I'm having people come over here and they look up, so I'm going to look like the white trash of white trash. Yeah. Because that, to me, in a proper home... is something that ought to be tended
to. What will happen, and there's no way to control it, if you left it and you had company over, the air would come on and a hunk of dust would fall and land in their drink.
I'll get to that in a second, because it really wasn't that egregious as far as like big dust bunnies. They didn't have...
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I know that I brought in a product that I showed you last week on the show. Showed you the steam cleaner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was the main reason I had acquired the steam cleaner, because even if I couldn't get the tippy top,
right,
I was going to go through this entire domicile, and I was going to take a steam cleaner to every single air conditioning vent, and then I was going to disinfect them and then swab them down. And
excellent.
Get... Josh looks like... What does that look like to you, Rob, that picture right there?
It looks like when Edward Snowden started releasing photos of himself. Just a few. We have footage from him in Russia.
I am trying to not move too much so that the camera works okay.
That's okay.
And now, question, when you say air conditioner vents, really the hotbed for dust is the intake.
Oh, the intake's got to be cleaned constantly.
Oh, but you still had dust on your vent.
Oh, and multiples.
Okay, okay.
Multiple vents have dust coming out, including, but the worst vent is the one that's at the highest level. And sure. I would venture to say.
Get it? Venture?
That has never, ever been properly tended to.
Yeah.
Because it's too effing high to get all the way up there. So.
So it had dust from the previous owner still?
I guarantee you. Well, not dust that we saw. The dust really started to gather once the O'Meara's moved in. At least I started to notice.
What year was your house built? I forget.
2006.
Okay, so it couldn't really be Clinton dust, could it? It would be like Bush dust at the very earliest.
Well, it's the dogs. The dogs expand all that.
Yeah,
well,
they
multiply it. Yeah,
the dog. Sure. As a matter of fact, if you looked at the dust, it's that kind of dust.
Yeah,
it's a lot of dander from pets. That's So I decide that I'm going to use the steam cleaner, go into the lower levels, get up on a step ladder, and take these vents down, and start doing the routine. The routine consists of hitting them with the steamer.
Right.
Then spraying.
Screaming victory.
It's going victory. Then hitting them with a detergent,
right.
any kind. I was using Clorox antibacterial crapola and use it. And then taking a scrubbing brush, not a scrubbing brush, but a scrubbing sponge to them. And they were coming out immaculate. They looked great. They looked really, really good. And then
it makes sense. There's no sense for the dust to like stick. It's not like any sort of like oily presentation. It just needs to be agitated and removed.
I think it can linger. I think it can linger. If it's there long enough, I think there were several.
It'll gel?
Not gel. It just was, it required some elbow grease to do that. And then I would take the steamer and I would plug that in and I would go up on the step ladder and I would hit around the periphery of the vent. And
tall is your step ladder?
I don't know. And then I would spray the cleaner on it. And hit it with the steamer, and then I'd wipe it down with a microfiber towel, and, you know, job well done.
But you weren't approaching the one that's 12 feet in the sky, were you?
No, but later on, there's a plan that comes together.
Okay, great, great.
And it requires assistance. Mm-hmm. So I got my number one, my magic assistant to come by, the lady that I saw in half quite often. She was available. So I'm doing this. I get them all done.
Up on your shoulders?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for the amazing Doreen.
You asked what the size of my stepladder was, but I can't give you that one. But the other ladder, the big one, I can give you. It is a 10-foot
stepladder.
It's a 10-foot stepladder.
Oh,
it's a
God,
big
that's
one.
Huge.
It's very, they make them in 12 feet, but I didn't want to, that's $450 or something like that to get one of those suckers, and I'd use it one time. However, you've been in this room where I have a large rectangular coffee table in the main parlor of the North 40.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The stepladder just fit, fully opened up on that, so that if there's a spotter, Mrs. O'Meara could shimmy. I wasn't going up there. I just didn't. I don't think it's smart for anybody my age to do this.
I have one of those magic ladders that they were advertising on television 15 years ago. Well, it works for me, but for many years I was above the recommended weight limit. So now, when the batteries needed to be changed on the smoke detectors, I had to have the kids do it. Now I could do it. But for years, I couldn't.
This is a precarious situation in that I'm putting it on a table that's about 2 feet off the ground.
That's
a bad move.
I know. Let me, I'll stop both of you because it doesn't matter. Because it worked. And she got up there, and then I discovered we had a very lightweight it's designed to clean windows, but it's got the cloth end of it, and we would put a little of the stuff on there.
Almost like a Swiffer?
So Mrs. O'Mara was able to get to the top floor, mm-hmm. the very, very tippity top of the house. She was able to unscrew the vent, hand it down to me. I went and did my deep cleaning. This one took a long time because there was a lot of stuff on there, and it was and then I said, spray. In this particular case, we were using Dawn. Dawn seemed to work. That's Dawn, by the way,
product.
Is a product that you can use. You know, it's not just for dishes anymore.
No,
it's
great on ice cream.
Bumper sticker says, if you own the ladder before getting married, would it be Carla's step ladder? That's not funny.
That's not doesn't even really work.
It's like a stepson thing.
Yeah, I know. Send it back to the writer's room.
So
I don't
anyway,
care for it.
We sprayed it, and then she wipes it down with the extender mop thing, and it's perfect.
That's great.
It's absolutely perfect. And then I get down to the sink, and I'm doing the deep clean on it, and then we reattach it, and we look up, and for the first time, I'm so emotional. I look up, and it is just, we spent a good chunk of the evening,
mm-hmm.
every 5-6 minutes or so, looking up, I said, look at that. I said, yeah, I know.
It's the greatest.
Look what we did. Look what people can do when they set their mind
so
to something.
So when Carla was on the table on the stepladder,
yes.
up there,
yes.
Was she using a screwdriver to undo it?
She was using an electric drill. To get the screws out. There's just two of them.
But not corded, right? Just like
not corded. No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
And she got up high enough where it was not a stretch for her to get there on top of the table.
Right.
She would not have been able to reach she hadn't been up on the table.
You know, as a furniture guy, I should know this, but I'm forced to ask. What kind of table is it? Is it metal? I seem to picture wood with glass inlay. No,
it's not wicker.
Don't be a jerk.
Wicker. That's it. That's a wooden table.
It's wood. There's no glass inlay on it.
No, there's no glass inlay.
Were there any scratches?
Clearly not an IKEA part.
I don't care. If they are, I can wipe them out. You know, it's wood. I can file it down or whatever, or do whatever I need.
Steam it out.
Steam it out with a steam cleaner. The steam cleaner. That the only all I want to say right now is the satisfaction of, and in the meantime, all that work I've done on the air conditioning unit, everything is working except for the tire. I had a phenomenal, I had a blissful weekend because of Sunday when I accomplished this and she accomplished this and we did it together and we never work well together.
Yeah.
We never work well together and we did all this stuff and it's fantastic and we didn't. What do you think we would have paid if we got somebody to come out and like help us with that? What do you think that would have been?
That's a $75 an hour issue, and they're going to round up.
100%. Yeah, that's $150.
Yeah. That's absolutely. Yeah. And I was thrilled, and I am thrilled. I'm still excited about it. Yeah, and I think it also tells our listening audience what a pathetic and simple man I really am when bring me this much joy.
That is awesome. Now, I have a question that may help you in the future. Do you happen to have anywhere a boat pole? Which is sort of a telescoping pole that'll
go. You mean a boat hook?
Well, the pole, and then you can put the hook on it.
No, it's a boat hook. If you're talking about what I think you're talking about.
Well, when I bought it
didn't
have
the hook. Is it a telescoping aluminum pole with a hook on the end of it?
Well, I had to buy the hook separate. So,
like a painter's rod.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we call them boat hooks, and they can be used also for changing light bulbs or doing that type of thing.
This is one of the most useful things I've ever purchased.
I have that.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
I've had that for 30 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I've had one of those. It's a little
might have
precarious.
Saved some scratches on your table.
No, it's a little. No, now you're gonna poop all over the project that we have?
No, I'm worried about the initial
idea. You can't take the vent down with that.
That's true. You can't.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you. Thank you, Josh Soroka, who's like in Cleveland right now and was
Detroit.
Able to come up with that.
I wish.
Are you in Detroit now?
I'm in Detroit. Yeah, okay. I can see Canada from my window.
Are you going out later? Are you you and the family? Your brother doesn't
this.
Like to spend the. Oh, you actually going to go to a restaurant?
No, we're going to the ball game.
Oh, you're going to go to the ball game and eat.
The world is his restaurant.
Wow, I'll look in on the Detroit game, see how your boys are doing tonight. So the answer, Rob, is that telescoping aluminum pole can be used. But there are boat hooks and there are boat hooks. What you're referring to is just a telescoping aluminum pole with a screw attachment on the end. And if you bought a boat hook to put on the end of that...
I did.
I'm just wondering why you did that.
Because I have a 15-foot tree that I put Christmas lights on. And it was killing me, and I couldn't figure out the best way to do it. And I said, this is the way to do it. And the way with a boat hook, it goes up and it stays in the tree. It's a great tool for that. But I've also used it with, like, a Swiffer to clean the ceiling fans, stuff like that. Okay. It's just a useful thing to have.
Does your wife do anything in your house?
Yeah, she pisses me off.
Because you do everything.
No, not everything.
What does she do?
She earns all the money.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So that's it. But that wasn't always the case.
No, it wasn't always the case. But I like things to be done right, like projects to be finished.
You like to be a good homemaker.
I like things to be the way I want them to be.
But you do most of the cleaning.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah.
Floors. Yeah.
I have done floors. Floors are not a
vacuuming.
I vacuum all the time.
You do the laundry.
Yes. Well, I do my own laundry.
You don't do her laundry?
No, no.
Okay. I just want to check. Sometimes I forget. Yeah. I forget where you are in this thing.
I keep a spotless kitchen. I keep a spotless kitchen.
Good for you.
My studio is beautiful.
That's wonderful.
And
that's
know what?
Good. Yeah.
My dishwasher is run with a scientific precision. It'll either be empty or ready to go. Kitchen runs like a machine.
All right. All right. Well, I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for my family because we just... You know, the time that we get is really one day a week where we're all in the house and, you know, Sunday's our day. And if we get up and we're feeling good and we want to rock and roll, it's just a blast to get something. Everybody knows that. You get a project done, it's like, great. It makes me wish I was more handy. It really does.
Josh is living it right now because he's getting all this quality time with his brother and his father.
Now, are you not?
Yeah.
Is that something we need to explore later in the show? Is that possible?
No. No, we're having a great time.
That's good to hear. I have to mention this. Later in this week, we have a big deal. We have a big deal going on this Saturday.
Do.
All right.
We do.
Are we in a, you know, here's the way it works, okay? When you're working with Mr. Soroka, Mr. Soroka.
Commercial number two.
Mr. Soroka, we will have it in commercial number two.
Right.
But Mr. Soroka comes up with, you know, we should do another one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And then it evolves into something else. And then once we hone it and we find it, this is fantastic, we'll do it this way. And then he just gets the fuck out of town.
Well, of
like
course.
Right away. That's the way he rolls.
We can do as many events and plans and sort of promotions as we want, but baseball doesn't stop.
I have been thinking about what we're going to be doing. You're going to hear about it in break number two.
Okay.
But it is our auction that we're going to be doing this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hard start, hard end. 7 p.m., 9 p.m., doors close on the auction, your last chance. That is it. Is that the way you planned on doing it, Josh?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So there's a little delay. There's just a little delay, so bear with us when he does it. But I'm very, very excited, and... It was my idea when we had our little meeting last week that we were going to tease it. And I think based on your travel tomorrow and your game tomorrow, perhaps we debut the items on Wednesday's program. What do you think of that?
That's the plan.
Have you selected your items yet, Mike?
I have selected 1, 2, 3 of my items, and I think we agreed that we would do 4 or 5 each. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Have you selected your items yet?
I actually submitted 6 because one seemed like an... Mike, do you remember at the meeting when I said we could oversubmit and then it could be pared down? Do you remember that?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
So... I did that, and I wrote descriptors for them, so we'll see. I think one of them doesn't really count, but it might be fun to throw in there. But this is something we can talk about.
Well, thank you. Thank you for patronizing me
I'm not patronizing you one bit. You're the one who yelled at me.
No, I didn't. Did I yell?
You rolled your eye. Mike, I could feel your side eye. No,
did I yell?
You are now.
I'm yelling now.
But I could feel your side eye because I had an extra item.
And well, that's the way you probably rolled in school.
No, it's
not
at all.
We always had kids like that.
No,
you know?
I always did the least amount of work possible. You know this.
I wouldn't count
and
your
it's
extra
carried
item.
Over.
You
right?
can't insult me on both things, Mike. You have to choose a lane. Was he lazy or did he do too much? Did he path of least resistance or did he do too much?
Well, the path of least resistance was to please the teacher.
No, not at all.
Come on now.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on now.
No. And besides that, teachers loved me. Anyway,
I'm sure
they'd
have
to try.
No, you said they didn't love you. They didn't love you because you acted out.
They did not. I did act out.
Here it is.
Blabbermouth.
This, I have been thinking about it a lot. I'm excited about one particular item, but that might just be me. But that is the, as far as what I am contributing, there are two major items. Rob knows what one of them is.
Yes.
And then I have another one that I think are going to be real banger items. I think you're going to really like these. And then Josh is very excited about some of his stuff. And we're gonna shoot for Saturday night at 7 p.m., putting these all up. And, you know, have you been thinking about it, Josh, while you've been traveling at all as far as how the logistics are going to work with this?
Yeah. Yeah. And
thanks for the update.
The idea that I have of all of us has been bothering me. I regret bringing that offer up.
I didn't get that. Did you get any of that?
Which offer?
You broke up.
My idea? For the dinner idea, I regret making that idea.
Huh.
I think it's a good one, but I regret doing it.
I can mention that because that's not going to require a picture.
Yes.
That's right.
But
correct.
Here's
you can
one of the
that one now.
Each of the principals.
Yeah.
On this very program, you might be aware if you listen to this show on a regular basis that we do a little event every year, and in 2027 it's going to be a cruise.
Yes.
And the cruise is something we look forward to. And by the way, I've been getting a lot of information on cruises, and I was going to leave with this, but I got caught up in that BS that I was talking about. It is very rare that I have a video that I edit out myself that I choose not to show you.
Really?
Because I don't want to gross out the audience. All right? I'll get to that in a second, right before we go to commercial break. But my God almighty. So anyway, getting back to the auction. Each individual, Rob, Mike, and Josh, we will be auctioning off dinner for two on the cruise. And I mean dinner for two.
That's it.
With a listener and one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Just one. Not three. One of us.
That's
where
right.
you sit down and break bread with one of us. It's the thing Josh has already indicated he regrets doing.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen anyway. And it'll be, I would hope, Josh, that we can arrange to do it at one of the specialty restaurants. And Josh's idea, which I thought was brilliant, is that that dinner will take place in separate parts of the restaurant.
But the same
but
restaurant.
But at the exact same time.
Perfect.
In the exact same venue.
Yeah.
Like and I would love to, and I really would love to make it a secret destination. You know, because I just don't want it to be looky-loos doing this.
I hate a looky-loo.
Well, the only looky-loos, Rob, that we were talking about will be we're all looking across the restaurant
at each other. I'm afraid that I'm almost going to have to be seated with my back to you guys because I will not be able to stop staring.
Okay, so that's one of the items. But that's one of the rare, like, participate with us items. Most of these are things that you can bid on. Tangible things. Now, before
I showed something to Josh before you joined us today that I think you're going to enjoy very much.
Josh, how would it rate? Is it something that people are going to be excited about, or is it something that
long-time listeners will love it?
Yeah. Okay.
And what it's a one-of-a-kind. That's a beautiful thing.
What I worry about with Rob.
Yeah, is everything.
Stop it. Stop being so defensive, okay?
Right.
You don't always have to be that way.
All right.
I'm not in attack mode here.
All right.
I'm really not. But one of the things I worry about with Rob is that with the word parsimonious sometimes comes to that he doesn't like to part with anything of significant value.
Well, I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay, good. That's what I'm hoping. Because we kind of indicated that to each other, right?
Yeah.
That we wanted to, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't have the collectible stuff that you have. You have some good stuff. But I also think that your collectibles are your collectibles, right?
Well, the things I have chosen are definitely things that apply to me, but I think they also apply to others, and they also have a tangible, tradable value.
Okay.
They're rare. They're one of a kind.
Okay.
They might even have a story behind them, and they're things you can't get anymore. You know, they're things that I've held on to for years.
Mine will probably not be like that. I know that one of them is a collectible, certainly a collectible, like an incredible collectible.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, Mr. President.
Know, I look at it in the it's just spectacular. It's great.
This is the greatest collectible.
So auction commercial coming up in our second break. And then Wednesday, we'll start showing you pictures of things we're going to put up on the auction site. And then by Saturday at 7 p.m., hopefully we'll have it all up there. And we'll have a running auction going throughout the entire show. And we can compete against each other and see who's winning. And by the way, we will not have commentary during that cocktail hour. It'll just be the auction.
Right.
So if you want to get talked about, you got to bid on stuff, and that's by design because it's a fundraiser for this show. And we do everything we possibly can to keep the lights on here, so look forward to that. Now, before we go to break here, I want to share this. I chose not to share this.
Disgusting video.
My knee-jerk reaction was to immediately share it. As you know, I went on a cruise the week before last and had a great time, and because of that, I've been, you know, exploring little things about cruising and stuff like, because it's so convenient to where I live down here. And I get a lot of cruise stuff on my algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of things that both piss me off and gross me out at the same time.
Okay.
This may be the world beater of all of them. And it's pretty simple stuff.
Did it piss you off, or did it gross you out, or both?
I would have...
Well, walk us through it. Which was the first knee-jerk reaction?
Oh, as foul, as foul as it gets.
All right,
and the words that come to mind: foul, thoughtless, nasty,
so it was
dirty.
Was it foul and disgusting almost by design because of someone having a lack of concern for fellow man?
This person had no regard for herself,
okay,
or for anyone else for that matter.
Okay.
So here's the video. The video takes place in one of those cruise ship dining rooms.
Okay. All right.
There is a woman, and the first thing you see is you see a flip-flop. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You react the same way when you saw it?
Yeah. And I saw it happen at the ball game, too.
It is.
In person.
The first thing you see, Rob, is you see a table of like 6-7 people in a family.
Okay.
It's on a Carnival cruise. I don't mind saying it because everybody said it online. That's what they identified it. A Carnival cruise. First thing you see on the ground, you see a flip-flop.
Okay.
And then the camera pans up, and you see a lady that is digging into her foot that appears to have some sort of foot fungus, and she is doing it with a dinner fork. This goes on 1, 2, 3. I mean, dig and dig and dig. There was another video that posted where she was using her fingernails and she was digging into her foot, and then she reached up with the same hand and took a bite of her pizza. It was, and I don't know.
On the bright
side,
Mike.
I would have stood up and said, "Are you kidding me? Are you scratching the bottom of your fungal foot with a dinner fork, you amazing pigmeister?"
But on the bright side, that slice of pizza did not require any additional Parmesan.
All right. The Parmesan joke was like 9 times in the comments, too.
Well, it needs to be made, but I mean,
no,
that is not...
It doesn't need to be made.
Not
That's
acceptable.
The point. It does not need
acceptable.
To be made.
And you know what? The problem is multifold.
So nasty.
Don't... Flip-flops, don't. Put on shoes. At least sandals. Don't
now, hold on. No. Flip-flops, don't impugn women with beautiful petite feet wearing flip-flops on a cruise in a tropical climate. That does not. That has nothing to do with this.
Okay, fungal feet should not be in flip-flops.
Disgusting individual.
Okay.
How about a man with flip-flop and hairy feet taking off his flip-flops and putting those bare feet on the stadium seat in front of him while you're sitting next to him? That was my Saturday experience.
Feet. Rob, we used to see it on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
Some people get on an airplane, first thing they do is take their shoes off. It is, get your feet. I don't want your feet anywhere near me.
Not acceptable.
I don't like feet. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
And this lady, I don't know what you could accomplish on a cruise ship. God, I'm running late. But you don't know what you could accomplish on a cruise ship by telling somebody, you know, get her kicked off or something like that. But it was that foul. It was that foul and disgusting. It was horrible. Listen, if you're listening to this around the dinner hour where you are, bon appetit. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got some tidbits for you.
Nice.
Tidbits that flaked onto the floor.
Stop it!
Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Take it away, guy. There are a lot of great things to do in the ocean. Surfing, swimming, crabbing, skin diving. But no one can hold a candle to the TMOS 2027 cruise. Let's go sailing! This time it's a better price, a longer trip, and more notice. Join Mike, Rob, and Josh and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margarita Village
Sea
Islander.
Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
2027.
Can you hear me? Can you hear
me? Sweet Jesus Christ, who's spots today?
The traffic, Josh, I was the first spot.
Okay, could it have been changed? Jesus Christ, guys. This is like continuity. Is it impossible to change it on the fly? Any brain trust?
No, we can go somewhere else.
Okay. All right, please.
I went with the cruise out of the auction.
Son
talk
of a bitch. Can we get some fucking advertisers, please? Anyway, that I just had to stop it. I can't do a cruise commercial after that 20 minutes, you know?
Just understood.
Unbelievable. I swear to God. Oh, my God. I am so sorry, everybody. I am so fucking sorry. Oh, no. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, my God. Okay. I had to stop. You understand,
it's understandable,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Let's just...
it's okay. We can go straight to the news. Right.
No, we can run it. I want you to erase your memory banks.
We can run a different commercial.
We can run a different commercial? Okay, and we can go straight into the news?
Yep,
is that
there we
how
go.
You would like to do it? Okay very Excellent. Good. All right, hit the music, Slim. Jesus Christ, help me.
Yes.
Some of the greatest things in history have come from great pairings, but none of them can compare to the newest partnership that's the talk of the town, also the county. It's the one you've been waiting for, the Mike O'Meara Show and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's your chance to try the award-winning Jot Hot Wing Sauce. It's easy to bring the great taste of Jimmy's to your own home, no matter where you live. Just go to jimmystavern.com and click on Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the world's best buffalo wing sauce. You can also click the link at tmospodcast.com. Jot Hot pairs perfectly with anything and everything. May we recommend wings? Celery, blue cheese, an ice cold beverage. It's like having Jimmy in your own home. Well, maybe. Coloring book not included. Even better, you can support the show and save a dollar when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. All hail the king of the wings. Go to jimmystavern.com and stock up. Support Jimmy, support us. It'll be okay. And remember, please sauce responsibly. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Now we can dive into the tidbits. We're running super late today on the show. A new report claims that some of today's most popular AI chatbots have been citing content that originated from Russian propaganda.
Who is surprised by this?
Well, I think it might be a little surprising. He thought AI was kind of AI, right? We didn't think about that. Researchers say it's a reminder that AI is only as good as the information it learns as it goes along. As millions of people turn to AI for news, facts, and advice, experts say users should still double-check important information. That's why this entire story is a lie. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
You're a trickster.
The big concern is that false stories can spread faster than ever when they're wrapped in an answer that sounds completely confident. That freaks my ass out. I don't know about you.
You know, I've asked AI a question this weekend, and there was something that was just factually wrong. And I said, well, you know, this was this. And they said, aha, you got me. And it's like, then what? Why are you saying it? Because it's wrong.
When it actually responded with, you got me?
Yeah. It was something about a color motion picture. And it talked about, and it said, and of course, this movie was in black and white. But the movie I was referring to was in color. I said, that movie was in color. And
was it GPT? Were you using GPT?
I was using ChatGPT. And it said, oh, you got me.
Oh, that's scary.
Like, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you just be careful, folk. I mean,
it is. Well, it's like everything. It's new frontier, too. Yeah, We're trying to learn it as we go along. Your electric car may soon become the most important appliance in your house. New vehicle-to-home technology allows some EVs to send electricity back into your home during a power outage, keeping lights, refrigerators, and even air conditioners running. Utility companies are also experimenting with programs that would pay owners to share their battery power during periods of peak demand. Have you heard any of this, Mr. Soroka, with your land of Tesla? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah. Yeah, they can already do it with the Tesla like Powerwall thing, and you can get adapters to do it with your car.
That's amazing.
How much power would the car be able to hold to power a house, though?
Two cities.
I don't think it's too sad. Okay. But I mean, if you're looking at like running.
It's funny with that connection when he does shtick, because there's this little beat and you see
the long pause,
impish look on his face. This is a future where your car could act as a backup generator every time a storm rolls through. But Rob's question is completely legit. Yeah. You know, how much and how long would that take? I would imagine it can't be that long. I mean, how much battery power gets you from, you know, 280 to 360 miles?
Mike,
you know?
I've got my house. I have got all these hair dryers, and I run them all the time. And I feel that it would just really run down quickly.
He's lying.
Yeah.
The Commonwealth Games. Are you familiar with these? I think it's a British thing that's going on.
Oh,
the
I was really hoping it would be Virginia. Yeah.
Hello. The Commonwealth Games are picking up speed as athletics, swimming, and gymnastics deliver more medals and plenty of highlight reel moments. England's Luke Whitehouse captured gold in the men's floor exercise, while track and field events are now taking center stage. With thousands of athletes worldwide competing, the games are beginning to produce the kind of dramatic finishes that make international sports so much fun to watch. So if you're an Olympic fan and you like to watch that type of activity, I would assume Summer Olympics type activity, it's called the Commonwealth Games, and not sure where you can see it. Country Music Television.
BritBox.
That's where you'll see it. So check it out and enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. The way we travel could look very different in just a few years. Several major international airports are expanding facial recognition systems that could eventually replace traditional passport checks. Now, that'll be good. Yeah. Supporters say the technology could cut wait times and reduce long lines at security, while privacy advocate. Why are there even privacy advocates? Does anybody have privacy anymore? None of us have privacy anymore. It doesn't exist.
No.
It's not. I mean, it's all data mining in the entire world now anyway.
Right.
Come on now. Privacy advocates continue to question how biometric data will be stored, shared, and protected. Your face may soon be your boarding pass. I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, because if we're going to have our identities stolen anyway, at least make it convenient for us.
They use it on cruise ships. Josh knows this. They use it on cruise ships now, where they get a picture. You know, you have to have your little card, but then they take your, you know, they show your picture, and you're on. That's it. It takes a lot less time.
I use it when I am on the dark web. I don't have to remember any passwords. They just see me and recognize me.
You get any dates this weekend?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Good for you.
We were shooting about 2 and 5. It was a big good weekend.
His wife left. The latest wellness craze proves that people will pay for just about anything if you call it self-care. High-end resorts are now offering something that I meant to ask you for in the regular part of the show. Beer spas, where guests soak in warm tubs filled with beer ingredients that are said to improve the skin. What would that? You mean you put hops in a tub with water and float in it?
Yeah, but you don't need, you provide your own yeast.
Yeah, I hear you can give you a really bad foot infection, though. If you, I will never go in a... No, I'm not going to mention it.
No, I'm sorry.
It's still on my mind. That joins a growing list of odd trends, including, and I don't have the explanation for any of these people. I apologize. Goat yoga.
Oh, I've seen that, that you do yoga with baby goats. Yeah. It's supposed to lower your stress.
Forest bathing. Have you heard of that one?
It has to do with the character that Tom Hanks played.
No, you get in a hot tub with Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, that's also good. And save time. Put him in the tub before you fill it up.
Sound healing. Have you heard of that one?
Well, that would be that. Like what I've done sound healing.
Okay.
That's the that sound thing with bath I did.
Yeah, yeah.
He did. And stargazing. Well, that's easy. Stargazing retreats. I'd do that if it was good stargazing.
Yeah, you used to do it at Hollywood and Vine.
Yes, I did. There he is. That's Marty fucking Feldman.
That's a weird one to go with.
Apparently, sitting in a hot tub with an actual beer is just too ordinary. So all that's happening, and I'm sure it's a good way to separate people from their money. Yay!
I love when people say, never sit in a hot tub with a beer. Is there any other reason to have a hot tub than to sit in it with a beer?
You know what? All I know is I can't mention it again because I like it. I'm going to be doing it as a vacation. I am going to be cruising again. And we are selling tickets to a cruise, so I'm not going to tell you that I saw a 900-pound man in the hot tub. Well, not going to say that.
I'll just emphasize
the
fact
that... Did you see the hot tub after?
Ring
the
around.
Sound of him getting out.
Finally, yes, go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, Mike, we are not sailing Carnival. That's all.
No.
We're not. That's not what we do.
Finally, police are warning retailers that one of the hottest targets for organized thieves is not jewelry, not electronics, or designer handbags. It's Lego sets. Rare collector kits can sell for hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars online, making them a favorite of shoplifters. Some stores are now locking up Lego the same way they protect expensive power tools. Well, it's gotten completely out of hand. What about the shaving stuff you see in a drugstore? They do that too.
Yeah.
Just imagine explaining to your cellmate that you're doing 5 years for stealing little plastic bricks, asshole. There you go. That's all we've got. All right, we have to move on. When we come back, we're going to find out just what's going on with Josh and his loving family in Detroit, where Josh is doing this show right before he goes to the ballpark. So we're trying to hustle and get it all done with. We'll be right back after this. But first, I got something I want to tell you about, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to start you today with a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. What's that sponsor? Well, I'll get it as soon as I can hit the fucking button.
Mike, it is coming up this Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
I'm excited. 7 p.m. Eastern.
It's the August Cocktail Party and Auction. We're excited about it, ladies and gentlemen. It's summertime. The best time of all is right around the corner. This Saturday, August 1st, summer of 2026 comes to a thrilling climax with the extra TMOS weekend content that you crave. It's time for the debut of the Mike O'Mara Show Certified Memorabilia Auction. Now, it's not necessarily memorabilia, though. I don't like the name. Who came up with the name? I'm changing the name. It's not memorabilia.
Okay.
It's not. In my case, it's not at all. I'm just, there's the Mike O'Mara certified auction.
Okay. No memorabilia, then.
Is all his memorabilia, Josh? All the stuff that he got?
It's not all memorabilia, no. There's experiences, there's things. I'll pick up some memorabilia at Tiger Stadium to auction.
But also, Mike, to be fair, anytime you're auctioning something that you touched, that is show memorabilia. It is.
There's no telling what you might win. Genuine and valued collectibles. This is why I should pay more attention. That's my it's the middle of the year, but I'm making a resolution. Pay more attention.
Okay.
Valued. Nah, we're gonna end this one too. Okay, we'll have a discussion about it and then discuss what we're going to be doing. Our auction that we talked about before is not a collectibles auction. It is a legitimate auction. And somewhere in this, it got lost in the shuffle. So let's make it real clear. I have a watch that if you want to call that a collectible, you're barking up the wrong tree. If you want to call it a really cool watch, then you're
worn
not.
By you.
Worn by me on very, very limited occasions because it was... Well, does that make it a collectible as you're busting my balls on
According
this?
To Rob, yes. That would be memorabilia because
okay.
you wore it.
All right. It's not. And it makes me think we're going to cheap it out. And I don't want to cheap it out by saying, oh... I farted on this ruler or something like that, you know? We can do this right now if you want. Turn the music off.
Right.
We can do this right now. I wasn't we had a nice long meeting about it. Then obviously other people had a meeting about it, and I was not involved in that meeting. So I'm telling you,
this is
not my vision.
I wrote this, and I thought that one of the charming things of the items that we are going to auction off. Yes, they are legitimate items. Yes, they're great items, but they're coming from us. People that know the show will enjoy them to the next level.
All right, they're coming
from us.
I am going to be, we might as well get into it since we're talking about
All right,
I'm going to, wait a minute. Let me see here. Remember the good mood you were in at the beginning of the show, Mike? I try, buddy. I really do. I really try. I come up with ideas sometimes, and I want it a certain way, and perhaps I should do a better job of communicating it. One of the things I have is a watch. Retail probably would be $700 to $750, mm-hmm. and I never wear it. But it is really a nice watch, and it's a high-end version of a mid-priced watch, and it's their high-end. It's the basically, it's a Lexus to their Toyota version. That's what it is normally.
Understood.
The other thing is, I've got the wonderful piece of history from Ringling Brothers that was given to me by Mark Riddell, which is the Ringmaster's top hat.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of different.
I think that would count as show memorabilia.
That would count as show memorabilia, yes. That absolutely would. And then as far as the rest of the stuff that I have, I'm curating it right now because I want it to be something that's going to be really, really cool. What do you have, Mr. Spiewak? What are your items?
I have an autographed book by, it's Jerry Lewis's book, Dean and Me, autographed by Jerry in person. And
a Jerry Lewis autographed book.
Yeah, and it's a first edition.
You were there when he signed it.
Yes, and I'm including with it two vintage 1970s Telethon volunteer buttons. So for a Jerry fan, this is a big deal. Also,
great item.
I have the final microphone that the Greaseman used before CBS let him go in, I think, 1999. And here's the beauty of it. Not only does it have the historic provenance of being the Greaseman's microphone, it's also an Electrovoice RE20. It's a great microphone. It still works. It's what you use right there. And it sounds amazing. It looks beautiful. It comes with a stand and a cord.
By the way, you can use these microphones on a podcast. You can use these to talk to somebody on a Zoom call. You can use these microphones for anything you want.
Yeah, that's right. What do they retail for?
What is an Electrovoice retail
for? I did a quick skim today, about $350
to $400. $350
to $400.
There you go.
But this one also, it comes with a great story. Okay. Also, I have a limited edition 8 LP Elvis box set that has been out of print since 1980. If you like vinyl, if you like the King of Rock and Roll, if you like vinyl collectibles, this is pretty much at the top of the Elvis collectible pyramid. It has got all 8 records in great condition. It's got a book with it. It has also got the original pamphlet, and I'm including with it a book called The Day Elvis Met Nixon that is autographed by the author, a guy named Egil Crow. He was a Nixon staffer who was actually in the room when Elvis met Nixon. But it's his tale of that story, and that's autographed by the author as well. So those are a few. There's a couple other items.
Great. Those are great items. Josh, is there? Have you put any real thought? Now, this is probably the guy that's it's really trying to get blood out of a stone right now.
Well, this is tough because I don't keep a bunch of stuff. I get rid of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a Baltimore Orioles baseball cap signed by Cal Ripken Jr.
That's,
so I do have that
that's
ready
huge.
To go.
Huge.
That's huge.
Yes, absolutely.
Who doesn't like Cal? Come on now. Come
I would
on.
Think that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. That's good.
Josh will not be auctioning off any wet clothes from the bins.
Now,
I did think of that. I did think I could do set off for off a box of clothes, random bin clothes.
Yeah.
You tell me your size, I'll get you all the clothes.
If you have something you've heard on the show and you said, boy, I would really bid on that if you had it. The only thing we can say is no.
Right.
If we don't want to put that up there, you do want something like that, even right. And I'm not talking about memorabilia. I'm talking about just something where heard it. You the use of my son. That's what it would be. This is it. I just think that's something that's going to be really fun. I really want this to be something where what we're doing is motivating that. And if you like the idea of, let me see, was the microphone that the grease man made? The poor taste.
No. This was, if you really want to get specific, this was the joke about Lauryn Hill that got him fired. This is the Lauryn Hill microphone.
He did that when he was with CBS?
Yeah, WARW, Mike, right there
really?
In Rockville, yeah.
That's when he did that two times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that poor tobacco group down there. You
That's
know what I mean?
Sad, right?
Bad influence on him for a long, long period. Hey, Grease! Acting crazy now, ain't they?
You know, there are differences between sailboaters and powerboaters.
There are. Yes, there is. Blah, 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 like that. All right. And then, as Josh mentioned, he'll be buying things in the gift shop this weekend and bringing it to the show Saturday night.
If you like the kind of Dots candy that are stuck to the long strip of paper and they come in rainbow colors, you're in good shape.
Jonathan, very, very exciting.
Yards and yards of them.
Well, I got to step it up.
If you want some Little Caesars, I'll bring it back.
That's great. So, Rob, way to go. You've done your homework on that. That's exciting. I have another watch that I am determining whether or not I want to part with it, and it's one that what were you gonna say,
Rob? Could you share the other item that you showed me pre-show?
I can, because I actually can hold it up.
Yes,
Mike, this goes, I think, to the mid-90s, and this is a proof of a photograph that was taken, but it was never made into a publicity still, so this could be a one-of-a-kind item. And it is signed by the person in the picture, signed to me. And I can verify that it is a 100% genuine signature. I will provide a certificate of authenticity. And it is this glossy picture of Mike O'Mara.
Jesus, F you.
And it says, Mike, it says, Rob, peace! Exclamation point, Mike O'Mara. I had to go pretty deep to find a couple
of
the items.
Hold it up again. Let's see. Look at that man without any facial hair. There you go. Look at that. Those are some drunken eyes right there.
Seriously, a one-of-a-kind item. I did not even know I had this.
No,
but it will be. It could be yours if you're the top bidder this Saturday.
That is so very exciting. I'm really glad that I cleaned my vents.
Mike's allergic to black and white pictures.
That is so painful to look at. That,
peace, that Mike. Feels.
All right, Josh, how is it going with the fam? It's always interesting when you get together. Everything going well?
It's going great. We enjoy going to baseball games together. Traveling together adds its own complications because everyone's different on how they do things.
Okay, so
would it be
fair
to say that your father is extraordinarily detail-oriented?
My dad's very detailed. My brother doesn't do any details. And my brother tries to cheap out on everything, you know, like let's ride a bike instead of take an Uber type thing. So today at some point I did say, you know what, I need to just go back to the hotel and do some editing and prepare for the show, when really I just needed a little break from them. And they were going to ride the Detroit People Mover around town to check out Detroit. And I said, I don't feel like doing that. I will walk back to the hotel.
It's a beautiful city. How did you describe it, Josh?
I'm blanking on the word. The dystopian.
Yeah,
it looks like a dystopian town.
A dystopian city.
I have never been to Detroit before, but Canada looks so much nicer on the other side of the river.
Yeah. Mad Max driving down the street right now with somebody strapped to the front of his vehicle. Is that the way that's working?
Yeah. I've seen barely any cars driving around.
Yeah.
It's like an empty for a city.
They build them and ship them out. They don't need cars in Detroit.
Now, will you be meeting your brother and father at the game? Is that how that's going
to
work?
No, I told them they went to some coffee shop, and I told them that I will be ready at 4:30 to leave for the game.
Okay.
So they will be coming back here in about 15 minutes.
And your brother will be in front of the coffee shop with a cup that you can donate to, right?
Oh, well, there was already a disagreement between them about what coffee shop to go to, because my dad wants Starbucks, but Matt won't support a big business like Starbucks, so he exactly. was going to some
he
other
really
place.
Is that yeah. difficult? Yeah. Is he really that is he the most difficult of all the three? Is he really? It sounds like it, really.
Yes, and I think he exaggerates it in order to be difficult.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little something doesn't really for care, you. But he we cares to make it an issue.
A little something for you, Matt. Just one go. Coin for you.
Little coin in your cup.
I hope I can get him to the casino tonight.
Oh, you going to do a little gambling tonight? A little casino gambling?
I want to, and you should try to see Matt play a chip on the table.
He hates it.
He hates it.
He hates
absolutely
it.
Absolutely kills
That's
him.
That's awesome. I love it. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, the recap of the escape room with Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, because they did that this weekend, and I cannot wait to hear about that and more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Shodo Wado Woe. And I want to remind everyone, have you heard everyone talking about peptides?
Yes.
Sure you have. Peptides, tiny chains of amino acids, ladies and gentlemen. That helps support your body's natural processes and overall wellness. So, are you feeling tired all the time? Well, if you can't lose weight, no matter what you do, if you have trouble sleeping, if you're dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, weight gain, poor sleep, low libido, let's talk about hormones. Hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, is now available too. If you are not sure where to start, that's okay. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptide button. Then click explore products and take the wellness quiz. Whether you're interested in weight management, hormone support, healthy aging, better sleep, more energy, or overall wellness, the quiz can help point you in the right direction. HSA and FSA cards are accepted and Klarna is available too. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and take the wellness quiz today. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Peptides are the future, and the future is at DermGlowSkin.com, and you'll talk to a lady that I'm very close to, and mm-hmm. she does a really, really nice job.
They
for
do
each
a
and every
treatment there where they put a stepladder on a table.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
And she doesn't get nervous. No,
no
she was
not at all.
No, she was extremely nervous when she got up there. But
ladder stuff is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but it's, you know, look, would you rather have her up there or would you rather have a senior citizen up there?
I that's really the think that was that's a job that was cut out for your boy.
No. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, God knows where he was. All right,
I just hope you were wearing the circus hat down below.
The circus hat that, you mean the top hat?
The top hat. Yeah, like she's your circus performer. Yeah.
I should have brought that over here. I didn't know we were going to talk about everything until I saw the copy.
But, tomorrow.
We'll review it, yeah.
Let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. When did you two decide you were definitely going to the escape room? Because I didn't think it was a done deal last week. I didn't think you'd locked it in last week.
It was a couple weeks ago, I believe. We sent out the email to the initial people.
When you went on the cruise.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So that's why I wasn't there. I get it. All right.
But I think the first thing we need to say, and Josh, stop me if I'm lying about anything, we have great listeners anyway, but we had the greatest group show up last night, bar none. It was just sensational. Look at this. These are the people that all showed up for the escape room.
What a great turnout. That's fantastic, guys.
We actually had to do two escape rooms because there's too many for one. So we want to say thank you to Jeff and his kid, Brian and Brian and Matt and Jason and Paul and Chris and Phil.
Look at how little you are, Rob.
Brandon,
look at
I know.
How little you are. You're thin now, man.
No,
you really
I thought
are.
You meant short. Next to Josh, I look short.
Oh, next to Josh, everybody looks short. That's for sure. Yeah.
So they put us in two different escape rooms, the Scooby-Doo one, and then there was one called the Budapest Express. They're equal. They said equal in difficulty. The Scooby guys won. That was us. Thank you kindly. We beat them by 15 minutes.
Was it fun?
It was about three times more fun than I thought it would be. And our MVP has got to go to a great listener, Jason Griffenhagen, brought his son, Sean Griffenhagen, who's 13.
Oh, he looks like my kid. I was saying, I thought I was looking at Michael for a second there.
This kid was on fire. He was blazing through everything. And we had eight people in our escape room. So sometimes the best thing was to just stay out of the way.
Have you done one before? Have you ever done one before?
I've done one and maybe two. I couldn't remember. But I have done. But it was nothing like this.
Mm-hmm.
This had three rooms where secret passages opened as you solved it. It was so cool.
Have you done one before, Josh?
No, this is my first time.
That's
and
so
it
cool.
was fun. I enjoyed, my favorite part was that every time a new compartment would like open up and make like a popping noise, and there'd be a scream. Someone would be surprised every time. Awesome.
It was very cool. And thank you to Mark Schaefer, who runs Escapeology at Fairfax Corner. He actually owns, he owns the one at National Harbor as well. But Escapeology,
can
they
you,
had...
Can you give me, like, just the crib notes on... You know, you go in. All right, so you got eight people in the room, right?
Right, right.
That's how it's... and the idea is to get out of the room ultimately. Is that what it is?
The solution for ours was you had to come up with a six-digit code, numeric code, that would unlock the door to let you out. So
okay, but all right.
But there were many, many things that led up to it. I mean,
you get a clue that unlocks something else that gives you another clue to unlock another thing, and it goes. So there's multiple clues.
And then the numbers have to be in the proper order.
Yes,
is that the way that works?
Exactly. And you're given an hour to do it. We did it in like 38 minutes.
Sorry if I'm late to the party on escape rooms, but I've never done it myself.
No, this is my first time.
No, and Mike, you, the one thought that I took away from it is how much you would hate it. Truly, and I told Josh this while we were there. I said, we're having a blast. Mike would be miserable, and not the listener interaction. No, just the very fact that it was so many steps to get to satisfaction. When we went in, the first thing you find is like just a magnifying glass, okay? And then you see that on the wall, there is a place that's got like a cutout for a magnifying glass, and you put it in there, and then you get your first clue.
So how does that work? You put the magnifying glass in the cutout in the wall, and then what happens? Something shoot out?
A video screen opens up because it was Scooby-Doo. For us, it was Fred from Scooby-Doo telling us a clue about what we need to do and how we need to get there.
Was Fred like on a TV set?
Yeah.
Is that how that
like
works?
It's animated Fred. And the voice was actually right. It was so cool.
You know, I'm thinking, Rob, that if I could probably... participate in one if it had more. What would you think about doing one with the Saw theme?
I would not want to be in there with you and listeners.
Because Mike, are you ready to play a game?
No, I
We're
don't know.
We're going to have some fun right now. If you can come up with the correct numbers, saw your hand off.
Right, there was one part where I had to stick my arm in a hole, and I thought it would be more satisfying if they had someone on the other side of that to just grab you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Josh was a hero. They had something that didn't even occur to me, a tiled floor, and I'm probably saying too much, where you had to put additional tiles on it. And Josh was the one who figured out these tiles are spelling out numbers for a code. And it was like no one else saw it. So Josh was a hero there. It was very, very neat that he was able to pull that off.
That's cool. Well, I'm sure everybody had a fantastic time, and I must have missed that, that you guys were doing that. And I kind of... you know, I think I'll do one down here in Florida. I'll do them with some listeners down here in Florida.
I think just your kids. The kid.
I think
and some
Michael,
of his
Michael would like it.
Yeah, he would.
Michael would like it. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll drop them off. We have to take
thank you to everybody. It was but the list, can we have the listeners up one more time, Josh?
Of course.
That was such a great crowd. And what was weird is there some of these listeners I knew from the past, but not all of them. Some of this was the first time they've come out for an event. And it was so, so nice to meet all of them. So thank you all. We really do appreciate it. Who knows if we can get Josh back in town, maybe we'll do something else.
That's cool. Very, very neat. And got some good video coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
We do indeed.
First, I bet that you don't look forward to your annual physical because everyone's nervous what the doctor might find. Here's a name that you need to remember, Field of Greens. You see, what you do before the appointment matters. So before your next checkup, make the one health change that your doctor should notice or your money back. Make it Field of Greens. Doctors today look beyond your calendar age. They look at biological age, how healthy your cells and vital organs are. Field of Greens was designed with that in mind. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens is doctor selected to support your cells, heart, lungs, kidneys, and healthy weight. In fact, a university study found that participants who only added Field of Greens to their day saw measurable improvements in key health markers. Just one change. That's it. It changes everything. That's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back.
That's awesome.
That is, it's an amazing guarantee when you think about it. Go into your next physical confident. One scoop, once a day, done. We all have Field of Greens in our house, and it's fantastic. Make Field of Greens your one smart change this year. Check out the university study and get 20% off at FOGChicks.com. That's FOGChicks.com. FOGChicks.com. Promo code TMOS. Field of Greens. Take it away, music people.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
You know, it's funny. Every day we play that. That's Rick Moranis. And I love Rick Moranis going back to his SCTV days, and without bringing the room down, he retired essentially from the business when he lost his wife to cancer, and he stepped away from the business to raise his kids. And he's been absent, and that's a shame because he's a genuinely funny man.
Oh, so funny, really. And some of the, I mean, if you look at the body of work that he did with SCTV and all the things he did, I mean, the movies are okay. They're family movies.
But SCTV is next level.
His SCTV stuff is cutting edge and just super fun.
If you ever want to know how funny he is, and this is on YouTube.
It's funny in Ghostbusters. One of the funniest parts of Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Louis Skolnick.
Yeah.
But he does a bit on SCTV, and it's Dick Cavett interviewing Dick Cavett.
That's funny.
And I know it's a little dated. But
yeah,
you got,
sure it
and
is. It's, doesn't it's matter.
But anyway, the big Comic-Con was over the weekend, and one of the big rooms they had was about the sequel to Spaceballs. And it was so cool that they brought him back. He's going to be back to play Dark Helmet in Spaceballs. And he was so embraced by the crowd. And watch him just answering a simple question. He's almost dewy-eyed because he's so happy to be a part of it.
Oh, good.
Well, I always get the Schwartz to be with you. And I get a lot of...
he looks great.
You went over my helmet? Honestly, the line I've heard the most, and I appreciate the most, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited to be here today, is the line I get is, when are you guys going to finally make a sequel to that thing? That's what I get.
But I'm just
he
so
looks
pleased.
Great.
I'm
for,
so
I mean,
pleased
that's
to see him.
Good
Isn't that
for
awesome?
Him. Welcome back,
it.
Rick Moranis. Good
I
stuff.
I love it. All right, Mike, there is an influencer, and I want to get his name right because he's not digging your fork, dig a fork into your foot disgusting, but he's
okay.
Pretty disgusting.
All right.
His name is Spicy Cam. And I know you can comment to this because he's comparing cheap to medium to expensive lobster tails to cook at home.
Okay.
But he is so slurpy with his butter. This really, the third time was the worst.
Versus a $20 lobster. Versus a $10 lobster.
Yeah.
This is a $10 North
Mumbler.
Atlantic lobster tail.
Yeah.
And these prices are only if you cook it from home.
It gets worse.
It's a spiky lobster because it has spikes. And it's $20 for a 1 pound lobster tail.
Ugh. I don't want to see that.
And also, isn't it abusive to eat a lobster that way?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Looks and from the quality of the video, it looks like he's dipping it in hot sauce.
Colossal yeah.
Colossal lobster.
Okay.
They look like good lobster tails.
Yeah, they all did.
That.
I mean, I can't anymore. It's like the worst porn ever. I just can't.
Not nearly as bad as the lady with the fork, though.
You're right. You're right.
Ew.
Seeing those lobster tails, they went $10, $20, and I guess $60. Did you have any of those that looked better? You're a lobster guy, so you know.
I think that they're all overpriced if they're at that price point for just the tail of the lobster. Here's the little trick that at least we've gone by with my family for many, many years. Mm-hmm. The smaller the lobster, the sweeter the lobster.
True.
And they have what are called shedders that are chicks. Another name for really, really small lobsters. But the ones that are shedders, they have a lot of water in them, but they also taste phenomenal. And when you get those big Nova Scotia mamas that you get at big steakhouses, they tend to be a little chewy and lose a little flavor. So when you're talking about pure size with a lobster tail, bigger is not always better. It's actually sweeter is better.
And I will never forget when you did about a billion lobsters and we were up at your house in Maine. Mm-hmm. And I was seated with my son Robert and your cousin Teddy. And after Robert just struggled to get the beautiful claw meat out, Teddy turned to Robert and said, "That's not very good. I can eat that for you if you want."
It's poisonous. We've done it to thousands of people that have come through there. Lots of people. The Danish foreign exchange students were the ones where they literally, and by the way, my family will take it all the way, and they had them convinced that the tails were poisonous.
Oh, God.
But that my cousin Billy had developed an immunity to it, so put them on his table.
Good for Billy.
So funny.
Mike, this tape, we'll close with this, is called the Jamaican Beer Can Bacon Challenge.
Okay.
And it's sort of explained here, but it's, can you say a certain word without it sounding like another word with a Jamaican accent? It'll make sense in a second.
I didn't say beer can without sounding like a Jamaican saying bacon.
Beer can.
You do it then.
Beer can.
Beer can.
So if you say...
Yeah, man, the beer can.
The beer can, man. Is it a bag of beer can, lettuce, and tomato, man?
Oh, Jamaica, man. Yes, sir. All right, so go to your game. Have a fine time, and we will see you Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes.
And in the middle of all of it, call that slot machine guy if you get a chance to, so I can find out what's
going on. I reached out to him over the weekend, so
and
we'll
he
see.
Didn't get back to you, did he?
Nope.
But, Mike, he's going to be... at the Canada Casino tonight, so
very
he can
exciting.
Go see him. Yeah,
I'm already disappointed. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Go Birds!
Yes.
And for Josh Sirokin and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.
It's a mess. Glass and poop everywhere.